Good evening. Today, Jesus goes home. The beginning of his Galilean ministry begins there in the synagogue in Nazareth. He read the prophecy of Isaiah, which would have been familiar to the listeners there in the synagogue that day. The Messiah, the one who was to come, would achieve and accomplish all these things. The blind would see, the lame would walk, lepers were cleansed, and so on. But then he says to them, "This scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, I am the fulfillment of this prophecy. I am the one who brings glad tidings to the poor, recovery of sight to the blind. I'm the one who lets the oppressed go free, and so on. And they're amazed at the words that flow from him. But then some of them inevitably ask, "Well, we kind of know who you are. You know, isn't this the son of Joseph?" And he says to them, "I'm sure you would want me to say and do what was done elsewhere." But he can already feel within the congregation, we might say, the ill will towards him. And so he says, "You know, a prophet is never accepted amongst his own people." And then he goes on to quote Elijah and Elisha, and what happened to them and who they were sent to by God. And then the people realize that he's actually talking about them. He says, "You are my people, but yet you are not the ones to whom God is revealing himself, because you're so hard-hearted and you're so stubborn in your ways." And reminds them of the widow of Zarephath and of Naaman the Syrian. The danger, I think, when we reflect on these words of Scripture, are that probably the same is being done today. That God is coming amongst his own people, and they're not listening to him. They're not accepting him. And the danger, the worry, the fear is that he says a prophet is not accepted amongst you. What do we expect Jesus to do if he were to come right here and now? If he were to walk through those doors in person, what would we expect him to say, and what would we expect him to do? He began his mission by going back to the Old Testament, what was expected and what was coming. And maybe he says the same to us today. Look around you. In spite of things being so difficult and so challenging, look at the good that is achieved by you and by so many other people. And yet, the hungry are still without food. The blind still can't see. The lame still can't walk. People are still oppressed because of who they are and where they come from. So how much of the kingdom has been realized by God's people today, by you and me? How much is still to be done? Is the prophecy fulfilled in our hearing? And you might disagree, but I would probably say, no, it's not. There are signs of it, yes. But the prophecy in its totality is not yet fulfilled. there is still work to do. It's like Pope Francis said recently, if we don't leave every Mass that we go to changed, then something is wrong. And it's within us, because it then becomes somebody else's job or somebody else's responsibility, not mine. And so the prophecy is not fulfilled in our hearing. Let us ask God to reveal himself once more to us. Let us hope and pray that he looks upon us and sees the faith and the actions that we live out every day, so that the prophecy can be and will be fulfilled whenever it is proclaimed.